Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 10th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the headline number today comes from a new study published by Search Engine Land showing that Google zero-click searches have hit 68% in early 2026. That means nearly 7 out of 10 Google searches now end without the user clicking through to any website at all. Google's AI overviews are keeping users on the platform, and with AI mode potentially accelerating this trend, the implications for e-commerce organic traffic are profound. Let's put this in context. If you're an e-commerce merchant who has spent years optimizing product pages and category content for organic search, 68% of potential discovery moments are now being resolved by Google without anyone visiting your site. Your content is being consumed, synthesized, and presented back to users inside Google's own interface. You're doing the work, Google is getting the benefit, and your traffic numbers are paying the price. Now, this connects directly to another piece Search Engine Land published yesterday about how AI forms opinions about your brand. The core argument is that AI systems are building persistent impressions of your brand based on the digital footprint you've created across the web. Your reviews, your press coverage, your blog content, your structured data, all of it feeds into how ChatGPT, Google's AI, and Perplexity characterize your products when someone asks for a recommendation. If your brand's digital footprint is thin or inconsistent, AI systems simply won't recommend you, regardless of how good your products actually are. The practical takeaway is that the SEO playbook is evolving. It's no longer enough to rank on page one. You need to be the answer that AI systems surface when users never even see the search results. That means investing in brand authority signals, expert content, third-party reviews, consistent structured data, and a narrative that AI can parse and trust. Switching gears to regulation, Connecticut has become the second US state to restrict dynamic pricing based on personal data. Governor Lamont signed the bill last week following Maryland's lead in April. New York's legislature has approved similar legislation that's now sitting on Governor Hochul's desk. Meanwhile, Colorado's governor vetoed a comparable bill showing this is still politically contested. Here's what merchants need to understand. These laws don't ban dynamic pricing entirely. You can still adjust prices based on inventory levels, demand patterns, competitor pricing, or time-based promotions. What they prohibit is using personally identifiable data, browsing history, purchase history, inferred income levels, to show different prices to different individuals. If your personalization engine is feeding customer profile data into your pricing logic, that's what these laws target. The practical advice is to separate your personalization stack from your pricing stack. Use personal data for product recommendations, content customization, and experience optimization. Keep pricing transparent and uniform across your customer base. Consumer Reports has been pushing hard for these restrictions, and more states will follow. If you're operating nationally, which most e-commerce businesses are, start planning to comply with the most restrictive applicable standard now rather than scrambling later. On the partner side, Hoover shipped a first-party Klaviyo Reclaim integration for Hoover Checkout yesterday. This is version 1.0.0 of the Magento 2 Hiver Checkout Klaviyo Reclaim module, and it's commercially significant. Klaviyo is one of the most widely used marketing automation platforms in the Magento ecosystem, and abandoned cart recovery is one of its killer features. But because Hoover Checkout replaces Magento's Knockout JS-based checkout with Alpine JS, Klaviyo's standard integration didn't work. This new module re-implements the abandoned cart tracking natively within Hoover's architecture, which means merchants can now run Hoover Checkout with full Klaviyo recovery flows and no performance compromise. If Klaviyo compatibility was on your list of Hoover migration blockers, cross it off. And one more retail story worth noting. Hasbro launched something called Sixth Wall, an AI studio that introduces what they're calling behavioral licensing. Instead of just licensing a character's image, they're licensing how characters think, speak, and interact in AI-powered experiences. Optimus Prime and Mr. Meese Potato Head are among the first characters available. Retailers could use these licensed AI characters for interactive customer experiences, from voice assistants to gamified shopping. It's a fascinating glimpse of where brand IP meets AI, and it raises interesting questions about how retail experiences will evolve when you can have an authentic licensed character guide your customers through a store or website. The thread running through today's stories is control and transparency. Zero-click search means Google controls more of the discovery journey. Dynamic pricing laws mean regulators are taking control of how personal data influences prices. Hoover's integration approach puts merchants in control of their checkout performance. And Hasbro's behavioral licensing is about controlling how AI represents your brand. In every case, the winners are the ones who understand where control lies and position themselves accordingly. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 10th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.